Real People, Real English Podcast.
Hi, thank you for listening to us. Actually, this is our first episode in Real People, Real English. My name is Christian Cardona, and I'm going to be your host. Today, I'm with Gloria, and she's a great friend of mine. We're going to be having a conversation about salaries in companies. We're going to be listening to her opinion about disclosing your salary with other people. And Gloria is a really, really great person. She's been studying English for about 2 years now, and maybe she has had some more practice. So please introduce yourself.
Okay, thank you. My name is Gloria. I am studying with Christian. I study for 2 years, and this is the first practice for me. Okay, about the salaries, I think that different opinions. For example, in my case, or in my company, the salaries are good for the employees, mm-hmm. because I think that is equality, okay. and good for the person.
I would like to address, because this is a topic that actually is really like hidden from people. Everybody, when you ask them about their salary, they don't want to say it, or they don't want to mention it, or they feel like in a difficult or in an uncomfortable moment. What about you? Do you feel that, or do you actually think that it is uncomfortable for you to listen to someone asking you about your salary, or are you okay giving this information, or does it depend on the person, or what is your opinion?
Okay. For example, many years ago, I handled the payroll, mm-hmm. in my company, but for me is
okay. So you handled the payroll, and you were able to see the salary of everybody.
Yes. Yes. Oh,
okay. Interesting.
But for me is the disadvantage.
Okay.
Because it's rather that you know the salary that the other person.
Okay.
That,
so in the company, in your company, is not common for people to know the salary of the other people.
No, not all people know when how much, mm-hmm. do you receive for your job.
Okay.
Yes, but it's difficult. Because if you know that other people who doing the same, and these people paid more than you, in my case, for me, it's better don't know the salary of other person.
Why?
Because you can many surprise. For example, if you partner do the same that you, and this person won more than you, is bad for you.
Okay, so if the person who is working the same job as
yes.
you is earning more money.
Yes, it's bad for you, because
okay.
it's dismotivate.
Okay.
Can be dismotivate for you in your job.
I understand. I would like to add a little bit more, because in my personal opinion, I think that people actually should have the opportunity to know. And I've read information, and I've actually, you know, had this conversation with different people, and this is something that sometimes ends up benefiting more the company than the people. Many people don't even know. Like, people don't know if this is either a good, they make the average market, you know, salary, or they actually are underpaid or overpaid. Normally, people think that they are underpaid. This is my personal opinion, and I believe that being aware of the salaries of people could actually become something that would benefit the company. The people, and not the company. I can remember an example of a company that I worked with recently, and this company would negotiate the salary with each person individually and closely. And actually, I can remember and think of, out of the top of my head, of two companies that had this practice, where they actually would discuss the salary in an intimate meeting with a person and be like, okay, Gloria, we can offer you 3 million, we can offer you 5 million. It would depend, and it would be a negotiation.
Yes.
I believe that companies, once again, is my personal opinion, I believe that companies take advantage of this specific situations to be able to pay you less. Because maybe, I know the average is 5 million for this position, and I tell, we can offer you 3, and you're like, 3.5? And I'm like, okay. So when I offer you 3.5 and the average is 5, I'm being, you know, advantageous for saying, because I'm saying, okay, I'm taking advantage of Gloria and actually taking advantage of what she does, and she doesn't know how to negotiate, so it's okay. I pay her 1.5 million less than I pay Pepa, Claudia, whomever. And I believe that Gloria comes to the job, Pepa doesn't tell her salary because, oh my God, I don't want to know. And then this gives me the opportunity as the company,
yes,
to pay you less money. And thinking of this example, I can actually express how I feel about it. And I think that people should disclose their salary information in general. Be like, Gloria, I make 4 million. How much do you make? No, I make 6 million. Okay, I make 7 million. I make 10 million, whatever, 20 million. And then in that moment, I say, ooh, I make less money. Hey, Federico, come here. Human resources, manager, boss, yes, whomever. I want more money. Because this would empower the people, the employees, to know. Because the companies take, in my opinion, they take advantage of, I know, Gloria's not going to tell Pepa, and then Pepa's not going to tell Claudia, and then they are not going to share the information, so it's okay. We can negotiate 1 million more, 1 million less, 2 million more, 500,000 pesos, and play with these benefits. And I believe that this is... So let me ask you a question now. Do you know, within your close group of colleagues, do you know how much money they make? Do you have any idea or not?
No, I have an idea. Because when I arrived at my new department,
okay,
my partners keep the department, and I don't know when, how much salary.
So when has. you arrived, you are new to the new department.
Yes,
the
2 years
position.
Ago.
Okay, when you moved to this department, the people working in the department were already there.
Yes.
And you didn't. I mean, you don't have any information.
No, I don't have idea.
Would you like to know?
Maybe, because I agree with you,
mm-hmm,
when you say that it's important now that salary other partner, because if you want, or if your salary is on fire,
mm-hmm,
you have take decisions.
Okay.
or continue with the company, with the department, or left the company.
Okay, and look for a new option.
Yes, for me to be on fire.
Okay.
That my partner want more than I.
Okay, another discussion that I would like to address today, which is related, is the gender wage gap. Do you understand what this is?
Yes, it's the salary the woman or the man, for example.
Okay.
The gender.
Exactly. So people doing the same job and receiving different salaries. Right?
Yes.
For instance, in your company, I mean, personally in your company, do you think, well, you don't have too much information, but maybe this information from the time you saw the payroll, did you see a problem? Did you see a gap? Maybe men making more money than women, or was it pretty equal?
I think that the salary for the different gender, for me, is equal.
In the company? In your
yes,
company?
Yes, okay. In my company.
Okay.
But I think that the other companies could be different.
Okay, so for instance, you have an engineer and another engineer in the same level, in the same...
Women and men.
Exactly. Claudia and Gonzalo. You think they make the same amount of money in your company?
I think so.
Okay.
Yes.
Which talks really well about your company because
yes.
It's important, right?
Yes.
Do you think that outside of your company and other companies, maybe in different experiences or maybe for information that you have shared with other people, do you think that this is different in other companies?
Maybe. Maybe in the other companies it's possible that the situation be real. Yes.
Okay. And how do you feel about that? How do you feel about this happening in other companies?
Okay, for me it's on fire because the woman and men are same.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. The skills for the man and the woman are equal, and is fair that the salary be the same.
Okay. And coming back to your position and your group, would you like to know their salaries?
I don't understand the question.
Would you like to know their salaries?
Okay. Maybe.
Pepe, Gonzalo, Carlos, whatever people, would you like to know their salaries?
I don't know.
Or not really?
I don't know. I would like to know the salary for the partner close.
Okay, your closest
yes.
colleague. Okay.
Yes, because for me it's important because I have a lot of work and I esforce in my job.
And
I strong,
you put effort.
Yes.
Okay.
And I dedicate many time for the job.
Okay.
And I think that my job is good.
Okay.
Yes. But it's no just
by that you mean that your work is good.
Yes.
Not your job, but your work, what you do. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
My job.
Okay.
And additionally, I have worked at the company for 17 years.
Okay.
And for me that my experience is important.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when I write a new employer, the her or his salary could be different for me.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But my experience
is
good. Or yeah.
I think I need to ask you this question. Are you happy with your salary right now?
Yes. Yes, I happy in this moment. In this moment, I happy because I think that my salary is good.
Okay.
And for example, I can pay the quotes for the apartment.
Okay. Like your mortgage
and other things.
Mm-hmm. Does your salary give you the opportunity to save?
Save?
Yeah, like save money for the future.
Yes. For me, it's in this moment is possible, and I would like to travel.
Okay.
And for my salary, I can't travel or different countries.
You can or you can't?
I can.
Okay, can travel.
Yes,
actually.
It's possible for me.
Okay.
Yes.
You recently traveled, no?
Yes.
Okay, and for work, no? Actually, your job gives you the opportunity to travel.
For the tourists?
Tourism,
yes.
Okay, and I think to wrap it up and to finish, maybe I would like to ask you if at the end you think it's important to share this information or not. Do you think that, I mean, if people asked you in your personal opinion, would you share this information or not really?
Not really.
You wouldn't share your salary with your
colleagues?
It's
not necessary because other people, I don't know, what said other people about my salary. Okay. I don't...
Like what they can think about your salary. Ah, she makes too much money or she doesn't make enough money.
Yes, it could be a problem.
Okay. And one last thing. Do you share your salary with your closest friends from work?
No, nobody. No, only...
Because I know you have some friends in your company who live near here and stuff.
For example, the only one person that now my salary is my brother. No more.
Okay. And maybe...
Friends
and why did
partners,
you,
no.
Why did you tell your brother your salary? Why does he know?
Okay. I said my salary because I need to certification.
Oh, okay.
But my brother now,
mm-hmm.
how much?
In that moment he found out your salary.
Yes.
Okay. So you basically will not share that information with anyone?
No.
Okay.
No. The other people, no.
Great. Thank you so much for your time. And I hope that, you know, this information can help people and they can actually listen to your opinion. Maybe they can make better decisions with their information about their salary. Thank you so much for being
Chris,
with us today.
Thank you for you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Guys, my name is Angela Gaitan. I will be helping you with the pronunciation, grammar, and vocabulary topics that we find in our podcast. First, I would like to thank Gloria and Christian to participate in our first episode. Today, I want to concentrate on a very special topic related to grammar, which is sometimes it happens, especially when we are Spanish speakers, is that we forget the verb. Sometimes we say, I lunch, which is not correct. I just said, I have lunch. In today's episode, we notice three of these cases. First, I have an idea. So remember that in this case, haven't is not a verb, but an auxiliary. The correct option should be, I don't have any idea. The other one, it says, when we are referring to feelings, I happy is not appropriate. We need to say, I am happy, she is happy, you are happy. The same as you can very surprised. Again, we need to use a verb. When we refer to feelings, we usually use the verb to be. You can be very surprised. They can be very surprised. She can be very surprised. Okay, I hope you remember these tips when you're producing any sentence in English. Remember, we need to include the verb all the time. Thank you very much for listening. See you next episode.